Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. This is not the official start of this podcast episode, but this is more of a quick disclaimer. I'm releasing this episode as an extension of the previous episode that I did last week with one of my dearest friends. I didn't get to convey everything that I wanted to, and so I'm releasing an episode that I actually recorded prior to that episode back in August, and this one's a little vulnerable, but I really just wanted to get it out there because I feel like I didn't get to say everything that I wanted to say on that episode, especially concerning my family members. I love my family. I love every single one of my family. Shout out to my family. Shout out to my listeners, my podcast family. I love you guys so much. So I'm excited for you to hear this. It's a little vulnerable, so it's out of my comfort zone, but honestly, it's all about love. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And thank you so much for listening. Greetings, beautiful people. I hope you're having a wonderful, blessed day, night, or evening. If you aren't, just remember, God loves you. I love you. You are so loved. So guys, I just got an expression piece, and it comes with a lot of love. It comes with a lot of love. I was taking some time to just reflect on the positive things of life, and God brought me to my family, and just thought about my really, really big family and just all these beautiful moments and how thankful I am to be able to have experienced moments and just all of these different times with my family. And as I thought about each person, it's like I saw all these moments in time just flashing before my eyes, and I was so grateful because these people, these souls, these loving people, children of God, family, friends, reflections have been on this journey with me my entire life, the moment I got here. And some were added along the way, some were lost along the way, but they've been consistently with me. And it's just a blessing because I know that without them, my life wouldn't be what it is today, with a collective of beautiful moments and those times when I was down or sad or going through it. God always had someone there to give me the love that I needed, was wanting or seeking, whatever the case may be. And this is a blessing. This is the beauty of family and friends and your loved ones, because they truly love you when you are lacking that love within yourself or towards others or whatever the case may be. You know, your family is there to love you unconditionally. And I think that's the most beautiful part about it all, is God has put people in our lives to showcase what unconditional love is. I know there's been so many moments in time where I felt like I wasn't myself, so I didn't treat my loved ones the right way or give them their attention or whatever the case may be, you know. And somehow they love me through my darkest times and even my highest times, and it's just beautiful. I'm so thankful to God for this, because again, this experience wouldn't be what it was or what it is without them, and they have made my life worth living. And you know, I'm very grateful. As I was reflecting on that, it just reminded me of a lot of beautiful things. Once I got to the younger generation of my family, I have a lot of nieces and nephews and cousins and young ones in my family that, you know, I love dearly. And as they're growing up, I'm watching them literally develop, and it's like, wow, like one of my little sisters just graduated, and like I'm still in shock because we're 6 years apart. When she came here, I was so happy, so excited. And she was light into my world at that time. And I'm glad to be a light in her world at times. And it's, oh man, I can't believe she's like growing up. It's just crazy. I love that kid. She's not a kid anymore. She's becoming a teenager. And I was just thinking, you know, to myself, like, wow, God, you blessed me with this individual in my life, and I've learned from her. She's taught me, I've taught her, we've walked together, we've prayed together, we've grown together. And you know, she's, this is a milestone in her life, and It's like she's moving into becoming a young adult. And then I just kind of seen her getting married, and I just start crying because I'm like, wow, it could happen just like that moment, just time flying forward. And it just brought me back to this place of youthfulness and those golden times. And I'm just like, I'm so thankful that I got to spend times with her, you know, and my nieces and my nephews and my cousins and my brothers and sister-in-laws and my aunts and my uncles and my parents, my grandparents. And I'm so just honored and thankful to be able to spend that time in those collective moments. It's just, they've made my life beautiful. I have a collection of times and blessings and lessons and experiences with them that I'm so glad I got to experience. And there's, I think of so many times, you know, in the past where I did choose my family over a lot of things, and it just was always a beautiful time, made us stronger, brought us closer. And just to know that everyone is truly moving forward and growing up, it's so crazy. Like, I'm seeing God really bless my family, and I'm thankful for it. You know, I start to change my mindset a little bit. In the past, it's like I was kind of expecting the worst out of life, and I started to expect the best. And I started very close, and I just started saying prayers and affirming my mind and expecting, you know, my family to be blessed, my friends to be blessed, and even my enemies. And as I started to do this, it took a little bit of time, of course. It took a minute for my conscious, my soul, my spirit, my body, everything to be aligned and get in sync and catch up with what I was wanting and desiring and almost manifesting. And suddenly, I just woke up over a course of time, of course. And I just start to see the blessings within my family, and they start to report such beautiful and good things. And now they're all moving forward, and it's like, I'm thankful to the Lord because this is what I prayed for. But at the same time, it's like, I miss my family. I love my family, and it's hard to let go of those. Not let go, but it's hard to realize that, like, the past is gone. And those times, although they'll be forever in my heart, you know, they won't. I can't experience them again, only within. And it's, I don't know. Just, I'm thankful that I got to experience them. It just always brings me back to this present moment. You know, time is always moving, or there's no time like the present. If you don't believe in time, I know I don't. And I feel like we're just learning and advancing and growing, and that takes us to different places. And I don't know, it's just, God has shown me so much love through my people, my family. I see myself in them, and I love to see God within them, see Christ within them. It's inspiring. It's inspiring. We all inspire one another to do better. We motivate each other. We're each other's support system. We keep each other strong. We stand by each other. We war together. We pray together. There's nothing like family. And this podcast wasn't really supposed to be about family, but as I'm just reflecting on all these things, it feels timeless. It feels so timeless. And you know, these kids, they're growing up, and I've tried to set the best example. And so I've done my best to walk a path of love, not only for myself, but, you know, for those young ones, my nieces, nephews, cousins, family members. It gets hard because you never know what life is going to bring to you, other than what you're expecting and manifesting and whatnot. But there's obviously times of growth and lessons and development. And with those times, I just never wanted my family to go through those things. And so I tried to create a life or a path where they could avoid half of what I've went through. Not to say I went through so much or whatever, but, you know, when you see the kids, you want the best for them. And so, of course, you just naturally don't want them to go through tough times and trying times and sorrow and pain and all those things. And so you do the best for them, or provide a life or whatever for them to keep them safe, and so they can develop as they need to, and, you know, make sure that they're loved. But life, everybody's on their own spiritual journey, and I'm learning that day by day, to allow people to be. And by that I mean just putting them in God's hands and knowing that everything is going to work out as it should, and that the same God that guides and protects and loves and cares for me and shows me mercy and grace is the same God that does that to them, even if they're not aware of it. I've been blessed to find God, and I pray for that day that my nieces, they find that same thing. Even though it's not going to be the same, it's going to be their own unique and beautiful relationship. And I'm grateful for that, because that's my walk, that's my journey, is to spread love, that love that the Father has given me. I want others to experience that, to know that, to live through that, because it's beautiful. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it. God is indescribable, infinite in every way. So many times in my life where I was just broken, doubting myself, and God has so much mercy and just helped me to believe in myself. Helped me believe in myself. Like, it's crazy. And through that belief, I've been able to see a better future for all those around me. And I'm blessed. I don't take it for granted, because years ago, I wasn't in this place, and there was so much hurt, so much pain, so much sorrow with the people around me, and I felt like I couldn't do anything. I felt like I couldn't help them. I felt like I was just drowning, and they were drowning with me. But, you know, God started working on me, and He started to slowly developed me, took me through many dark times and many paths that I didn't even want to go on, and he helped me to become a lover, a true lover, unconditionally. And I was able to give that love back to my family, and I'm just grateful, because I would not be who I am today without God. I wouldn't be able to love. And that's really the point, you know. Love really changes you, and God changes you, because God is love and love is God. Not only does He change the heart, but He changes the mind, and He puts them in sync, and there's just this light of love there, and it's I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful. I'm just thankful. I know that's the biggest blessing of life, is to experience love, to know love, find love, to understand love, to perceive it. Because in those times where it feels like it's gone, it restores hope, restores joy and peace. It restores dreams. It helps you believe. And it all comes from God. It all comes from God. That's what keeps me going. That's what keeps me going. God, love. I have something to look forward to every day. Even on the bad days, I know I can spread love. Even if it's just to myself, taking care of myself, affirming myself, believing in myself. I love to be able to give that out to others, so it brings my heart peace. It brings me happiness to know that other people are blessed, to know that other people are loving. That's what I see in myself, and that's what I love to see in others. And of course, there's times where I think too much of my ego and I'm mad or feeling all types of stuff. But there's always that voice of God that reminds me that it is love. I'm experiencing to know love more, to grow in love, to experience it, to understand it on a deeper level, the deepest levels. And it all just comes back to the family, because that's where you learn, that's where you start. It's what you're born into. You don't really choose the people that you're family with. I totally believe you choose your parents, but your siblings, your cousins, family, nieces, nephews, uncles, aunts, just the family that you're born into. Everybody's born into their families for a reason. Whether it's for them to help you, or you to help them. For you to love them. For them to love you. In deeper levels, unconditionally. That's one of the most beautiful lessons I've learned on this planet. And I know not everyone has this, but the greatest part is they have the opportunity to create it. I'm blessed to have been born into a family full of love. It's probably my greatest gift. Seriously. Just having a family that loves, but not just loves, they love God. God-fearing, loving family. It's where we all connect at. It's where we all connect at. Let me stop. I'm all just emotional and expressing. We're in 2022. This has been such a long year for me, guys. In a good way. I've been very alive this year. And just experiencing every moment. Being present as much as possible. And lots happened. And I'm just at this point. And I'm just like, I really love my people. Like, I'm grateful. I'm grateful. Love your family, guys. Cherish those that are around you. Always dwell on the good moments. I know there's so many broken families and people that are hurting, seeking guidance, confused, lost. It always starts back at home. My only thing I can give on healing the home is to heal yourself. When you show yourself love and mercy, grace, unconditionally, you can do that with your family. Bonds, ties, everything, connections will strengthen. It's worth it. It's necessary. There's so many timelines where me and my family could be in really bad places, but love helped us to stay together, to get together, to be together. That's God. That's the work of God. And I just appreciate how he's worked on all of us individually. Recreating us, loving us, guiding us. And it's just, I'm so proud of my family. I'm so proud of my family, yo. I'm gonna say it, I got one of the best families in the entire universe. They're amazing. All of them. I'm talking about my podcast family as well. I love you guys. I love you guys. I'm proud of you guys. You're breathing right now. God loves you. you're alive right now, God loves you. He loves us. And I'm proud of you because I know you've been through it. Ain't no way you in 2022 and you ain't been through something. Thank you. Thank you for pushing forward, being an overcomer, developing a foundation, living out loud, loving, even in the toughest, hardest times. Thank you for shining your light, for being a light, even when it's dimmed. I'm so proud of you guys. I love you guys so much. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, thank you. I hope you did. This is just some expression of love for everyone, because I know everyone needs a little bit of love. Everyone. Thank God for your families. Pray for your family. If you got a war for them, war for them. And if you haven't been blessed to be able to experience endless moments with your family, timeless moments, I pray that you are able to. If you have any broken connections, unhealed wounds concerning family or friends, I pray that you shall be healed from those things. And I'm expecting everyone to live in love, which means I'm expecting you and your family to be made whole. I pray that you and your loved ones reconnect in the best ways. May God bless every relationship in your life, in your world. Everyone, business relationships, friendships, intimate relationships, family, all of the relationships, every single last one of them. I really pray and hope the angels heal every wound and rebuilds every connection. That being said, I love you guys and good night.